Welcome back to the Guardian Project Podcast. This is episode 56, and I'm your host, Andy. And this was the hardest episode to plan for. I had to look up so many dog cards.
Why?
Because you told me I had to come up with paw per deck.
So, seriously? So we came up with pretty much the exact same intro. So, there's two different ways I could take mine, so I'm going to take mine the other way. Okay. And I'm your co-host, Mike Coyle. And did you know that there is one particular style of Magic the Gathering that dogs prefer over others?
Oh, what is that?
It's pupper.
I'm so glad we did the same intro.
Please listen carefully.
This is the podcast where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering,
but mostly Commander.
And before we start, we want to thank our patrons. We appreciate all of your support. If you would like to support, you can head to patreon.com/guardianprojectpod and donate for any dollar amount.
Yeah, and if you're looking for another way to support the podcast, wherever you are listening to the podcast or watching the podcast, or if you're on YouTube, if you could drop a like, comment, or a subscription, we'd really appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. We also have a TCG Player affiliate link located on our website at www.guardianprojectpodcast.com. Make your way over there. It's also a good place to find all of our content. If you didn't know, we've been uploading YouTube videos of our Commander streams as well. So if you're looking to check out some more Commander content, check out our YouTube channel.
Some of those videos might be delayed a smidgen.
I mean, there's a lot of content out there for you to absorb in the meantime.
I have, I think, like 7 videos sitting there ready to go. I just have to upload them. Yeah. I'm waiting on like deck lists. I got to type the whole thing out.
We want to make sure that they're as complete as possible.
Yes. So judging from our intros, you may have figured out what our topic is this week.
Yeah.
But Coyle, why don't you tell everyone what we are talking about?
So this week we are going to talk about Pauper Commander. So we were recently challenged by another podcast group and YouTube group, streaming group called Tap That MTG. Shout outs to them. We've streamed with them. Has it been 3 times or only the 2 times?
It's 3. They joined our show and then we joined theirs twice.
Yeah. So we've streamed with them 3 times, and the last 2 times they've actually issued challenges to us. And the first time was an uncommon Commander challenge, in this most recent time was actually Pauper Commander. So we put a lot of work into our decks that we put together for it, and we learned a lot about Pauper Commander format. And so this week we want to talk about that. And then for the Commander of the Week, we're going to touch base on both of our commanders that we made. So your Avon Wind Guide and my Bear's Companion. We'll talk about those after we talk about, I guess, Pauper Commander in general.
In general. So our first topic here is what is Pauper, or specifically what is Pauper Commander? So Pauper focuses on common only cards, common and uncommon. But for this format, you can use an uncommon or a common commander based on whatever rules that you have found. Rule zero is a thing. So as we looked up all of the different rules for Pauper Commander, we have seen that you can use a common or an uncommon, and it doesn't have to be legendary. We saw only uncommon listed. There's articles on this from 2012 to articles on it from this year.
Yeah.
So because it's not like a full format that is supported by any specific rule set, it's been made up. So
right.
We said it can be a common or an uncommon commander, and it didn't have to be a legendary. So I picked Avon Wind Guide, which is an uncommon card from the Amonkhet block, for mine. So I made Blue White Flyers, and then Coyle made a teamer deck that played with Bears, and we both played token decks.
That's right. Yeah. Bears Companion, teamer from Khans of Tarkir, which I did not play during Khans of Tarkir. So it was a new card to me. But yeah,
no, I didn't draft a lot during cons, but that was a very fun format.
Yeah.
3-color. You went 3-color.
That was the biggest
it's possible
thing. I wanted to challenge myself. It is technically possible to go 5-color as well. There's one card that you could have played as your commander to go 5-color, and that is Fusion Elemental. It is printed at uncommon in one of the master sets, I believe. So you could go, if you want, you'd have a 5-color vanilla
extra challenge.
Yeah. The reason I went wide in the color spectrum was actually to try to use the best cards in all of the colors, because I thought I would run out of cards quickly to use. And, you know, it was a challenge. But I did end up cutting cards in the end. So I had extra that I wanted to put in the deck. So.
And I played blue-white.
You did.
Because.
Fancy that.
Because it's me.
You know, just before we came over here, when we were working on the agenda a little bit, I noticed there was one small pile in the the floor of your room, if I'm being honest. sorry to air those grievance out to
you. You mean a Magic player has a pile of cards sitting in their room somewhere?
Yeah, there's only two cards I saw in the pile. There was an Azorius Signet and a Negate, and I went, yeah, okay,
I didn't play them.
No, but
those were pulled for that deck. I didn't put a single counter spell. I believe there's not a single counter spell in that deck.
I played multiple.
You did. And when we talk about more about our gameplay specifically, yes, we can get into that.
Yeah,
so,
we got distracted.
So more about this. Again, there's no specific set of rules. You can, again, rule zero. But from the most common items that we found were that the other 99 cards in your deck have to consist of common cards only. And you can have online cards that were printed in common. And if it was printed physically, maybe only in uncommon, it's okay. As long as it was printed online in a common set and as a common in the set, like regular Commander, your cards have to fit your commander's color identity. It's a singleton format. So again, except for your basic lands, only one copy. The other item that was really gray was your life total. We played with 40, mm-hmm. Some say 40, some say 30. Some have a weird mixture in between. Some also have a different amount of commander damage because it's Pauper. We did read that as well. Some said instead of 21, they did like 15 or 16. None of us were focusing on commander damage. I mean, there's a good chance that Leslie or Shauna from Tap That MTG absolutely could have done that.
For sure. For sure.
Either one could have done that. and then you have the same thing, commander tax. So you have to pay two extra when you cast your commander from the command zone. And then, so it's regular commander, except you're using only commons except for your commander.
Right.
And then life totals can differ and some other items can.
Yeah. And you had mentioned it. One difference when we did look up a couple different rule sets was looking at what cards were legal. Like some of them had their own ban lists for Pauper and some didn't. So, you know, just look out for that if you end up making Pauper a normal part of your rotation. Probably are some cards that need to be banned. I know I specifically didn't go and build like a Gray Merchant of Asphodel deck because I thought the deck could be too strong. And I wanted us to, you know, play a little bit of a longer based game, a little bit more fun. So there might be some cards in there. I'm not really sure if like Sol Ring has seen a ban. I'm pretty sure Sol Ring's only been printed at common. In the commander products, I did not include a Sol Ring in my deck list.
I did not either.
So I assume cards like that would be banned in this format. So just talk about it with your play group before you decide to go and play.
You can also use partner in this there's two sets of partners with that are common. You have Lore Weaver and Lay Weaver. And then there's Blaring Captain and Blaring Recruiter. I think both are from the Battle Bond set.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use partners if you wanted. and then same thing as the regular commander. Adventure works the same way. Alternate casting cost works the same way. Specifically, one thing that's interesting is there was an article we found that said the commander must be a creature spell, though. So you can't use Dryad Arbor, although it is a creature. It says that you cannot use your Dryad Arbor. So
because it's not a spell.
It's right? Not a spell, but okay. Same thing in Commander, except for, I guess, if you wanted to argue Ricksmithies, but it's still a creature.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can't play Dryad Arbor as your commander in this format. So all of you people that were looking to play your colorless land deck.
Yeah, because Dryad Arbor doesn't have a color identity, right? It's just a forest. It doesn't say it's a green creature.
Oh, I guess it says Dryad Arbor is green. The actual card says it's green. So I guess it could be,
mono,
but it
green.
Can't be your commander, so there's no reason.
Can you imagine paying mana for your Dryad Arbor?
That'd be terrible.
It would be bad.
And you can't even use the turn it comes in. Summoning Circumstances.
Man.
What a terrible commander. So this was fun. And so we wanted to talk about some things that we found in Commander, I guess specifically The way you play, so in regular Commander, I'm skipping a little ahead.
No, that's fine.
We are focused on creatures and less on like combos and alternate spells and alternate win cons, because those are not as plentiful, or actually some of them are just not even available,
right?
In Pauper. So in the gameplay, we found that you pretty much have to swing to win. I guess Coil did have an alternate win con.
Yep.
I did not have one of those. My plan was to play out tokens and swing with them with flying and vigilance. And you pretty much need combat tricks.
Okay. Yep. I think there are some storm-esque winds out there. I think Empty the Warrens is common, and you could storm off a little bit. I know all of like the cantrips that you would play in a blue card draw deck, or maybe even like my CEDH Kess deck, who plays all these cantrips like Preordain and Brainstorm and all these one mana cards were all printed at common that you could play. So Storm, I think, is maybe an exception to that. And obviously, Andy mentioned I also had an exception to that with an infinite combo through Peregrine Drink to make infinite mana to shoot everyone with a common printed fireball in the face. But
I mean, there are some storm cards at common. I mean, there's quite a few actually, but nothing that I was going to. Well, maybe there's not quite a few. You've got Empty the Warrens. You have Grapeshot. You have Ground Rift. Target creature without flying can't block. So you probably don't want to cast that.
No, probably not.
It's probably not going to do you a whole lot. Scattershot, one damage to heart creature for three.
Yeah.
If you want to deal.
Just one damage.
Like maybe three total is probably what's going to happen there. yeah, I guess I didn't really think about. So I was in blue-white, so I wasn't particularly thinking about storm cards for a token stack.
Right.
But I definitely had some cards in there that give my creatures +1/+1 until end of turn. I played Charge. I also played one interesting card before. You know, I don't want to obviously spoil the entire deck because we're going to talk about it later. But I played Warded Battlements. It gives attacking creatures you control +1/+0. So it just makes them bigger. There aren't any power anthems.
Right.
There's toughness anthems in blue white. There's a lot of, I think there were three different ones that give. Some are specific to soldiers, and then some are, I think there's one for creatures, but it's +0/+1.
Okay.
I was like, well, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I need +1/+0. No one needs that.
You do miss a lot of the pumps and the anthems, like you said. Even like Creature Matters, all your lords, if you're playing Merfolk, all your Merfolk lords, I mean, you even have to go to uncommon to find those. So really it's just going to be whatever the base power and toughness of the creatures are that you're putting out there, and it's creature based format. So, +1/+1 counters are a big way to get your creatures big.
Yes.
I know with Bear's Companion, when Bear's Companion enters the battlefield, you get a 4/4 bear. I thought having 4/4 bears was going to be big enough to be the biggest threat on the table.
Turns out
against a green black elves deck and a mono green trample over you deck, 4/4s were small.
Yes.
And if they're not flying like your tokens were, they ain't getting through. They're just going to be blockers at this point.
Yeah. You know, speaking of combat, right, and having huge creatures, there was one turn where Coil does take a big swing, obviously without giving away the entire game because it'll be up on YouTube. So go check it out. We'll tweet about it and post on it when it's available. But there's a turn that Coil swings at me and I was like, I guess I block with literally everything because I'm going to die if I don't.
It's true.
So my stuff was smaller than everyone's. I did not have anything large.
Right.
No, my plan was to politic my way through that. So, which is, you know, Leslie's shtick.
Yeah.
So I did a really good job.
You did. You took over her job.
I was like, Leslie, this is how it goes, right? She was like, I mean, yeah, you need to have friends.
So, yeah. So I guess playing into that. So yeah, instead of anthems, you see a lot of pump spells that were used.
Yes.
You know? There were a lot of, I had a bunch of combat tricks and pump spells in my deck with like Uncaged Fury to give double strike. I had some fogs built into mine as well. So if you build the deck based around combat, then you're going to see more of that. You're going to see the combat tricks and in Pauper, I mean, common combat tricks are a dime a dozen. You're going to see a million of them. Cards that you thought were really good in Limited, they're probably good in Pauper.
Commander. If you've drafted a set like twice,
yeah,
you probably have a Pauper deck that has cards that revolve around some uncommon from that set.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you've ever drafted Dominaria, you've probably got a full Slimefoot Pauper deck.
Right.
If you drafted Ixalan, you probably can make a Merfolk or a Pirate deck.
Yeah,
or maybe vampires.
A combination.
Or all vampire. Three. You probably don't want all three. You're in so many colors though. But
Morophon, three color, three somethings.
Which was the other nice thing, right? So we're playing and we're building these decks and these are super budget. So I think my deck cost $30 total to make. And I think that was Card Kingdom prices. Mm-hmm. So if I compare that to TCG prices, I think what my deck ended up coming to, so $24.10. And I had to spend six whole dollars to make this deck. So, and I had, now granted, I did spend like 4 hours searching through commons.
That's true.
So if you're willing to search through your commons, great. And if your commons are already sorted, like some sets I have, then you're even better. But I went through at least 12 fat packs worth of unsorted cards just to find so many of these.
And you probably saved 2 cents doing that.
Yeah. I mean, is it worth spending the $20? No. I'm glad I did that. And I had to find a bunch of cards. I had rare sitting in common fat pack boxes. Nothing good. I like a full commander deck sitting in there. One of the precons. I think it was what's the Bant one? The Bant commander. It's got flying Derevi. It was like almost that entire deck was just sitting in the middle of a full box of commons. I was like, oh, look at all these cards I got.
That's a really good deck, too. It's like a really good deck.
It's like a really good deck.
It's like, I mean, arguably one of the best commanders in the current format right now when talking at a competitive level, but.
Derevi?
Yeah.
The Bant one?
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of control thing. Staring. Right
to
now.
Be fair, I don't know what it's called. I need to figure out what it's called. What's it called when someone likes almost all styles of deck, except for the ones that are slow and dirty like Enchantments Estrid, which I do not like that deck. I play everything. In constructed formats, for the most part, I play aggro decks. Like in Modern, I play Zoo. In Draft, I usually draft something that's going to go pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
I have some control decks. I like all the kinds of decks except Enchantment Dirtle do nothing.
So Enchantment Dirtle do nothing decks to me are like considered prison decks, I guess. Where it's like you can't touch me and you can do a lot less than what I'm doing and I'm eventually going to win.
But I play Lavinia, Azorius Renegade.
Which is a straight prison.
But not Dirtle. It
goes prison as fast as possible.
That one's okay to play though, because sometimes it does nothing. Estrid is like, I play this card. I have to remember that this land taps for three colors.
Yeah.
And this land taps for two. And this one taps for anything but green. And it's like, I guess too much work.
It's like that deck to me feels just like a pile of win more. Just the whole deck is just a pile of win more cards.
That's a pretty good way to explain it.
And you just snowball.
So what's that player called? You got a control player? You got aggro player?
An anti win more? Just a good player? No, sorry.
Oh, just a good player?
No, I mean.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling me a good player.
I just think that dirtling around is like the worst strategy you can do in Commander. It's something that we learned is sometimes you got to swing with those 1/1 dorks.
Take them out.
I mean, if you're not using them for mana and they don't have a defender and they don't have any mana up, swing at them for one. What could go wrong?
I mean,
first blood.
Get in that damage. So we digress.
We do that a lot.
Classic Guardian Project podcast. Pauper staples. So this was new to us. We didn't know what staples were for this format. Mm-mm. We didn't even know what this format was. Because we didn't know what this format was, Coyle held a counterspell for a while because he didn't know what spell was important.
I had no idea what was... It's like everything's... In Commander, you hold up a counterspell, someone's like, Cyclonic Rift. Like, oh yeah, that is an obvious counterspell right there. But in Pauper Commander, someone goes, Suture Priest. I'm like, maybe they should counter that. I don't know. Is someone going to overrun me next turn?
It was my Suture Priest. It did not get countered.
No, I didn't counter.
It was wonderful.
It did like 6 damage to me, which isn't why I died, but it didn't help.
I gained so much life off that. So we did look up some staples for it, right? So you can look all over. We found a tapped out list on Pauper staples. And it's a lot of cards, honestly, that I forgot were commons. Mm. And you just assume they weren't because of their price.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mystic Study.
Yeah.
Mystic Study, $24 card. It's been reprinted a couple times. It was just reprinted in Jumpstart, right? It's in Jumpstart as well? Or was it?
It's in Jumpstart.
Yeah, it's in Jumpstart.
And it was in Mystery Boosters. Yep.
Yeah. So that's a common. So I didn't include it in my blue-white list. It should be in there because I had an issue with card draw.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I'm just going to throw a Rhystic Study in there. Another card that's really good and forgot was it wasn't in my colors, but I forgot is, you know, Pestilence.
That's such a good card. It,
you know, if there's no creatures in play, sack it, but you pay 1 black and deal 1 damage to each creature and each player. That kind of card is really good in regular Commander because you're affecting everyone. I mean, granted, you're going to hit yourself a little bit, but you're getting all of your opponents.
Yeah, it's actually especially good in Pauper because there's one thing that's missing in Pauper. It's board wipes. And Pestilence is a pseudo board wipe. It can be even a board wipe that just dodges killing your creatures if you're playing high toughness versus your opponents. But yeah, I mean, spot removal is plentiful, but board wipes are very scarce.
They are scarce. You've also got some tutors in ones that I've talked about before that I really like. The transmute mechanic Dimir Infiltrator, Dimir Houseguard, Drift of Phantasms. You've got three transmute cards. What you're going to grab, I don't know, but you've got them.
It's pretty much the only way you can go fetching in Pauper. So it's, I mean, some are mono blue and outside of the ones that are mono blue, I think there's mono black as well. And then Dimir, but you're not going to have any transmute cards outside of blue and black.
Do you want to tell everyone about our favorite draw spell that we both asked each other if we had? We did not. We never had to buy that.
Never played this card before, and we both asked for it. So we went, oh, card draw.
And we think we're going to add it to regular Commander.
So. I know I am.
So it's a really good card.
So it is an instant called Keep Watch, and this is from the set, what is it, Planar Chaos?
No, I think the one that you're looking at right now is Plane Chase.
Yeah, so it was printed in Judgment and Plane Chase, both at common. So it's an instant for 2 and a blue that says, draw a card for each attacking creature. Doesn't say attacking creature you control, just attacking creature. And in a very creature heavy based format, this card might draw you 4 cards, 5 cards. I mean, 3 mana to draw 4 cards is automatically amazing.
I would pay 3 to draw 3.
Yeah. I mean, there's cards out there, it's pay 1 to draw 1. Now you pay 3 to draw 4. Seems, or you know, in a deck like Locust God, maybe you're paying 3 to draw 20. And creating 21 ones on top of it, killing everyone with the Purphoros that you already have on the board.
Yeah, that's the specific deck that I play that I said, I didn't even realize Keep Watch was a card. I didn't even realize it existed.
No.
And then you have other cards that are reusable, like one of my favorites, Capsize.
Yeah.
And it's got buyback. 1 blue, and then 3 generic. You can buy it back, so it comes back to your hand instead of going to your graveyard. And it's return target permanent to its owner's hand. We had a creature coming at us that had over 10 power at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have trample. That was our only saving grace.
Yeah.
But that thing was huge. So
I was ready to give it double strike as soon as it wasn't blocked against someone other than me. So some of the other commons... really easy to see in ramp. You have Cultivate and Kodama's Reach, both printed at common, as well as I believe Nature's Lore is also printed at common.
If Sakura Tribe Elder and Yavimaya Elder.
Yeah. And then all of the 2 mana signets in all the Ravnica Guild colors were all printed at common in different commander sets. So you can run all of them. You can't run the talismans, unfortunately. The talismans were all printed at uncommon.
I think you have what? You have the signets, the clue stones,
mm-hmm.
and are the lockets uncommon?
Lockets are uncommon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
But even like Prismatic Lens, you know, the little 2 mana artifact is printed at common that helps you out. One of the cards I really like, it's like one of my favorite cards to play in regular Commander, and it's always been printed at Common, obviously, but I haven't been paying attention to its Common printing, is Ghostly Flicker. So for 2 and a blue, you exile 2 target artifacts, creatures, and or lands you control, then return those cards to the battlefield under your control. It's great for doing combat tricks. I like blocking with creatures against other creatures that don't have trample and then blinking them away so the damage doesn't get through, my creature doesn't die, get an extra enter the battlefield effect. But it combines really well with cards like Archaeomancer, which are also pauper legal. It says when it enters the battlefield, return target instant or sorcery card from your graveyard to your hand. There's like 4 other cards other than Archaeomancer that literally do exactly the same thing that Archaeomancer does.
The extra mana doesn't really matter. It didn't feel like I was too slow.
No.
In this format, and I was playing pretty slow, and I started out with 6 cards because I had a double mulligan because I could not get lands in my hand.
Right.
And I felt okay because someone played a card that let us all tutor for a land, which got me the white that I needed to play the game.
That's very true. That actually was really nice.
Yes. And you were playing 3 color. Did it get you your 3rd color? Or did you already have it?
I was already fixed. So I do run like 15 multicolor lands. Including like Command Tower. Command Tower is printed at Common, so I highly recommend using that in all of your pauper decks.
Commander Sphere.
Commander Sphere. I think we both ran Commander Sphere in our decks. And then obviously Terramorphic Expanse, Evolving Wilds, the Guild Gates, the Gain Life, Tap Lands. I played all of those, and I was still left with 22 basic lands after that. So, but a lot of cards that can search for basic lands in pauper, so it was important to play that many basics.
Yeah, for your lands, you've got your bounce lands, you have the Boros Garrisons, the Azorius Chanceries, so those are really good to help you get additional lands. But you can play things like Bojuka Bog if you really need it. There are some graveyard strategies. There are some uncommon non-legendary creatures that can bring things back. I believe there's one in Core 21. You can pay, it's the Dimir one, you can sack it and return a creature from your graveyard, I think, to the battlefield. Or it's either from the graveyard to your hand or graveyard to the battlefield. The Stitchers something.
Yeah, I think it's to your hand.
Is it to your hand?
I think so.
So there are some, I mean, that card exists that you could use to get stuff back. The cycling lands are really nice. There's a lot of common cycling lands that have been printed. Slippering Karst, Smoldering Crater, Tranquil Thicket, Remote Isle. Mm-hmm. I ran desert, both deserts have it, right? Or all the deserts, Desert of the True and Desert of, do those ones have cycling as well?
Yes. Yeah. So Desert of the Glorified. There is a desert that doesn't have cycling. Those are the ones that you sacrifice a desert to do an extra ability.
Yeah. I played one of the deserts. You could sack it and make a Zombo.
Yeah. Cradle of the Accursed.
Yes.
It was
the first time that I had ever really realized that land existed.
Yeah, I don't even play that in my zombies deck because I don't want to sack a land.
Yeah, well, in my deck, you make a 2/2 zombie with flying and vigilance.
That's pretty good, then.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. So there's a full list. If you head to Tapped Out, there's a pauper EDH staple list that was very interesting. Afterwards, I looked at this and I said, man, Mystic Remora and Rhystic Study? Man, mm-hmm. I went wrong. I should have played some of these. But to be fair, Mystic Remora is not great in this format because a lot of people are playing creatures.
That's right.
From our experience.
Right.
So if you have a pauper commander, let us know what you're playing.
Yeah, and actually challenge us to some games because I want to play this deck more.
Yes.
I only get to play it like the one time, so I want to play it more. I don't even know what power level. Do you know what power level you think this deck is?
I got lucky.
Okay.
When I was playing, I think, in a few instances. Mm-hmm. I don't think my deck should have done as well as it did. I did the other part of the commander format, which is politics. Your deck was really good. I just think that... I don't think your deck was unfair at all. If you had gotten off your infinite combo, I'd be like, this is crap. This is total garbage.
I'm just curious, like, if I were to take this onto the Play EDH Discord...
Do they have Popper on there?
I don't think they do. So, but could I put this
into number one? What is number one and what is number two? Those numbers exist. Power level.
It's true. But do
number
you think,
one?
Do you think the reason I bring this up? Do you think your deck could beat a precon? Because I do. I think my deck could beat a precon.
It's iffy.
You don't
depends
think
on if they get that like one of the precons from this year, like Jarena Kudrow, mm-hmm. no, I don't think I can beat that deck. Or if you just switch out to the partner commanders from the Jarena deck, the Silvar and Trin, I still don't think I can beat it. Or the cycling deck, I don't think I can beat a precon with mine. Okay. I really, maybe the original precons, because the power level is way different from Gavi Nest Warden all the way back to the Mimeoplasm. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not even close. I'm not insulting the Mimeoplasm. You can build that and be a nasty deck.
Oh yeah, there's some crazy stuff you can do.
But the pre-con specifically, mm-hmm. the old ones, Zedru. Why were you in that deck, Zedru? What did you do?
Just to get printed. For sure that's why he was in that deck.
Yes, that's why Zedru was in that deck. And it's like, well, if someone was playing the Zedru pre-con and they were playing a Zedru, maybe I could be okay.
Sure.
I don't know. I would say this is the lowest power deck that I have.
Okay.
And I'd put it down there in one. I don't know if it's a two. What's a one and a two? No one's ever brought a one or a two to the table and said, let's play one.
I think ones and twos are meant to not win. They're just meant to play. I'm just going to cast spells and then pass the turn. I'm not actually trying to win.
And
I'm
if you do, magic. It just happens. Are you not going to swing?
I don't know. You don't want. I feel like when you sit down with one, it's like, I don't want to swing. I don't want to make everyone mad. So I'm not swinging until I have 3 1-1s and no one has blockers.
Well, that's never going to happen.
Exactly. So you just never swing.
Or you just bring a deck that has 99 cards you've never played, or lands in like 70 cards you've never played.
I like the 99 cards I've never played. You don't need lands.
Including?
You just play lands you've never played. There's like 6 of them or something. You know, I've never played a Gaia's Cradle. So yeah, no, I'll play that deck. Never mind. No,
that,
I'll play
that doesn't... Is Gaia's Cradle common? Not in Pauper.
Different rule set.
Okay. So you come to a regular table.
This is the rule set where I get a free Gaia's Cradle. That's all I care about.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to play some Pauper Commander. So if you have a Pauper Commander deck or you're interested in putting one together because it costs next to nothing, you should do that.
Do it. Challenge us.
Challenge us. The other thing is, we talked about Anthems. Yeah, we didn't really find many that fit, or at least I didn't find many that fit my colors.
No, I didn't find any that fit my colors either. A lot of stuff printed at Uncommon. You know, it's not like you need to get into the rares and mythics to get the Anthems and the power-up abilities, but they are at Uncommon.
So, speaking of that, I was searching through my cards, and I'm pulling out all these cards, and I was like, oh my gosh, all creatures get +1/+1 till end of turn. Oh, this is so good. This creature gets, you know, +3/+4, and the number of cards I pulled off, and then as I'm setting them down, I was like, oh, this is Uncommon. Crap, mm-hmm. This is also an Uncommon. Mm-hmm. Man, that set symbol wasn't very silver to me. I had a very hard time looking through my cards and finding things and saying, oh, this is perfect. No, mm-mm. It's excluded. You can't play it.
I know. When we talked about Uncommon creatures as commanders in a previous episode.
We did. We had Uncommon and Non-Legendary. So we basically talked Pauper, but we were talking specific decks that you could build around with like combos around them.
Right. But that was with the 99 being unrestricted.
Correct.
So that was, when we came into the Pauper Commander build, it was like, I'm going to go back to that episode and listen and be like, well, can't use anything we talked about because everything was rares and mythics that we said synergize well with this Uncommon Commander.
Yeah.
So it was actually difficult at first, and then it was easy. Good dice.
I changed mine entirely because I think last week on the podcast I said I was going to play Risen Reef.
You did say that,
and then literally last minute I said I don't want to play Risen Reef because it'd be the fourth green deck that was at the table, and I said no, I'm the only person who didn't play green.
It's true.
And I said no, I like tokens, I like things that fly, vigilance is great, and my commander, I can have two of it on the battlefield at one time. So because Embalm.
That's true.
So we'll get into that as we go into our decks, which actually I think we can do. Do you want to go ahead and tell us about your Bears Companion deck? We're going to do two Commanders of the Week.
Two of them. Yeah, I'll talk about Bears Companion. So this is my Pauper deck that I have dubbed Big Bears.
I thought it was your regular Commander deck.
No, it's Pauper Commander deck that I call Big Bears. Not my regular Commander deck.
Before we start, also, does it hurt that when you look at it in an Archidect, your Commander is actually highlighted in red and it just says that you have deck errors?
No, it reminds me of which one's my Commander. It's this uncommon off in the corner.
That's something, Archidect, if you're listening, it's like the whole program's listening. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is.
Every single person that's ever worked on Archidect beta
is listening. Yeah, yeah. Make Pauper Commander a choosable option, a selectable option, and then it won't be highlighted in red.
Perfect. Give me the option to just turn the highlight in red off.
Oh.
That's all I need.
Well, I want the view deck errors gone.
All right. So I picked for my commander to be Bear's Companion. So normally a bear is referred to as a 2/2. A Bear's Companion itself is a 2/2. However, when it enters the battlefield, you get to make a 4/4 green bear creature token, which is basically two bears combined into one. So that's why the deck is dubbed Big Bears. So when I was putting the deck together, I wanted to build a deck that was more than just one or two colors. I wanted to try for three. I had mentioned earlier in this episode. I know I am. I had mentioned earlier in this episode that you could go five color with Fusion Elemental, but I figured that was just kind of dumb because Fusion Elemental in and of itself is only just a vanilla 8/8, I think. You think you can 8/8 for five mana, which, you know, might have been pretty good. And then you could play all the Pauper staples from every single color. But I wanted my commander deck to be built around my commander, as Andy and I oftentimes do, build it completely around the mechanic behind the commander itself. And the mechanic is entering the battlefield to make a 4/4. So I built my deck around the mechanic Ferocious, which cares about having a creature with power 4 or greater. There is Formidable, which is having a total power of 8 or more on your side of the battlefield. And then also Blink abilities. So I play Displace and Ghostly Flicker. Those are the two main spells that I want to continuously loop, basically, is the goal of the deck. And those two spells will both exile two creatures I control and then bring them directly back to the battlefield. So whether that is my commander, Bear's Companion, so I can make another 4/4. If I want that 4/4 to come at instant speed so that I can block with it, and I can shove maybe 8 power in front of someone 7/7 just to take them out. Or if I'm just looking for a little bit extra value and I know I'm going to bounce my Is It Cronarch, which is essentially the same thing as an Archaeomancer, to return my Blink spell to my hand. My deck was just trying to generate board state advantage every single turn. Being in teamer colors, you do have access to blue. So there are some blue counter spells that you can play. I played Arcane Denial and Counterspell. Along with cards like Force Away. So Force Away is a Ferocious Matters card. So it's return target creature to its owner's hand. If you control a creature with power 4 or greater, you may draw a card if you do discard a card. On top of that, since Bear's Companion is making 4/4 tokens, I did decide to run the two populate cards that I am legally allowed to run in my deck. And that's Druid's Deliverance, which is for one and a green. You get a fog, prevents all combat damage that would be dealt to you this turn, populate. And there's a sorcery for 8 mana called Horncaller's Chant. So for 7 and a green, you get a 4/4 green rhino creature token with trample, and then you populate. So the mana base is, you know, for a three color, it's pretty strong. I mean, I run all of the tap lands where you gain a life, such as Thornwood Falls and Swiftwater Cliffs. I run the Guild Gates and the Bounce lands that are legal just to get as many two color combinations in there. I do run Command Tower, Evolving Wilds, Terramorphic Expanse, and Ash Barrens to help fix my mana as well. I run a total of 22 basic lands for cards like Cultivate, Kodama's Reach, Wood Elves, and some of my other basic land fetchers. And then just to kind of, as the culmination of the entire deck, there is an infinite combo built into the deck involving Peregrine Drake. So Peregrine Drake says when it enters the battlefield, untap up to five lands. So whether I have the lands like Gruul Turf and Is It Boilerworks that tap for double, I can untap those to produce mana. But blinking Peregrine Drake along with an Archaeomancer with a Ghostly Flicker allows me to return Ghostly Flicker to my hand after every single blink and untap five lands, allowing me to produce an infinite amount of mana that I can pump into a common printed fireball that I can shoot at everyone's face. I didn't get to do this in our game. Spoiler, I didn't get the combo off.
I'm not mad.
No, next time I will.
But also, I would have been pretty excited to see that happen.
I had to dig for it, and I was drawing a lot of cards. I was blinking my Pondering Mage over and over again, blinking my Maul Drifter over and over again to draw a lot of cards, and I have cards like Reclaim to bring Ghostly Flicker back to the top of my library if I don't have an Archaeomancer. So it had a lot of staying power. It just didn't become a big enough threat early enough. But I think I held my own. I did some good damage in the game. And I guess you'll have to watch to see if I pulled it off in the end.
You will have to watch. So I played a blue-white deck with Aven Windguide as my commander. So it is a 2/3 flyer with vigilance that says creature tokens you control have flying and vigilance for 2, a blue, and a white. And it has Embalm for 4, a blue, and a white. So I can exile this card from my graveyard and create a token copy of it, except that copy is a white zombie bird warrior with no mana cost, and I can only do this as a sorcery. So I can, in fact, have a white zombie Aven Windguide and a white blue Aven Windguide.
Mm-hmm.
Both have flying and vigilance.
Only one has a converted mana cost, though.
Only one has a converted mana cost, and I guess only one counts as, yeah, only one counts for commander damage.
That's true.
Because the token would not.
That was true.
But I'm going to get you. The token's coming for you. So my deck played pretty much all, but maybe like 2 or 3. I think four creatures that when they come in, they make a creature token. So I'm playing cards like Aven Eternal. When it comes in, you make an amassed army. Aviation Pioneer comes in, you make a Thopter. Creatures like Acacian Crier, you can pay 1 and a white, tap, discard a card, and create 2/1/1 white citizens, not humans. They are just regular citizens. Just regular citizens. I had a really good time drawing all of my commander tokens. specifically, I played a card that when it dies, I make a 3/2 Eldrazi token. Was that Enlightened Maniac? This one, when it enters, you make a 3/2, but the one that I played was white. I think it was Desperate Sentry.
Yep.
When it dies, you make a 3/2, and it gets +3/+2 or +3/+0 if you have Delirium. Didn't.
Mm-mm.
But that was really cool. And then I played some life gain backup. So I had Suture Priest and Soul Warden. I needed these. I put a lot of creatures on it. I got them both, actually, in that game.
Yep.
Suture Priest, way better than Soul Warden.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When everybody else is playing creatures, you're doing them damage. It says May. We're not friends.
You shouldn't have said yes to me. I wanted to live. You killed me.
You swung at me.
I did, multiple times.
I also played with one of my favorite mechanics, the Monarch, Palace Sentinels. It is a common, a 2/4 for 4. When it enters, you become the Monarch. That was really great. I also had a couple of cards in here that were printed in paper as uncommon only, and they were printed, I believe it's Vintage Masters Online at common. So I had the card Battle Screech. You create 2/1/1 white birds of flying, and it has flashback, tap 3 untapped white creatures. I also have the card Afterlife. It's only ever been printed in physical paper at uncommon, but it's common online in Vintage Masters. For 2 and a white, you destroy target creature. It can't be regenerated, and its controller gets a 1/1 flying spirit. That's really good.
Seems strong.
Against a creature that's coming at you that might have double strike and trample if someone gives it nastiness.
When, who would do that?
When they held it in their hand, was hoping someone would swing with trample.
Wait, you think Temur Battle Rage is printed at common? Oh, wait. Yeah, no, it is printed at common. No.
So, all of my creatures that almost all of my creatures that came in made another creature. I had a couple of enchantments. Spoiler alert, Most of them make creatures. Squire's Devotion makes a vampire with lifelink. Omen of the Sun makes two white humans. Cartouche of Solidarity makes a 1/1 white vigilance human. Nope. Warrior makes a warrior.
Warriors.
Warrior. And then my sorceries in my instance also blinked a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to blink my creatures to have them come back in, make another creature. I did have to use one of them to try to protect my commander from Shauna. And I did it successfully, and then Coil killed it on the next turn.
Yay.
So didn't make it around, but I thought I was being sneaky. And then I have very minimal card draw in here, so maybe a Rhystic Study needs to make it in here. But I was playing Winged Words. You draw two cards, cost one less if a creature you control has flying. They pretty much almost always have flying because a lot of them are tokens. Secrets of the Golden City has Ascend. You draw two cards if you have the city's blessing. You draw two cards. If you have the city's blessing, you draw three for three. We said we'd play draw three for three. Mm-hmm, so there's that. But other than that, I don't really have much card draw in here.
You should play Maldrifter, especially if you have blink stuff.
I did think about it because I could play all the blue and the white cards that are just good when they enter the battlefield. But I wanted to go with the token theme. So I went hard on tokens. Rootborn Defenses has Populate. That's really good when you've got tokens. Populate and your creatures gain Indestructible. Outflank. I usually had more creatures than everybody else.
Yes, you did.
I usually had more, so I was able to deal damage to attacking or blocking creatures equal to the number I controlled, and that would take them out. And then I just had I had a good time playing with these cards, and cards like Charge. Creatures you control get +1/+1 until end of turn. There were a couple more in here. I pulled a couple out because I wanted to play more cards that were going to make creatures. And then I did also think about the creatures that have ETB. Your team gets like +1/+1 till end of turn. Mm-hmm. But in common, most of those were like target creature gets +2/+2 till end of turn. And that just wasn't good enough to only have one getting a pump instead of like six getting a pump.
Yeah, I do actually have a very, very, very small sub theme of ally that helped me out with that a little bit, because Tajuru Beastmaster gives you team pumps every time an ally enters. But other than that, yeah, no, there's like nothing.
Yeah, I you did have that ally sub theme when you were asking me to pull some cards for you. And then I also, I guess the only other creature that also worked, it was pretty cool, was Deputy of Acquittals. It has flash, and when it enters, you return another creature you control to its owner's hand. I had to save my creatures. I think I had to save my creatures two or three times that game. Everybody was going hard on trying to knock them out, Death Touch or some other shenanigans. But Embalm was really interesting. I have it on Aven Wind Guide. I also have it on Anointer Priest. When a creature token enters the battlefield, you control. When it enters the battlefield under your control, you gain a life. I did not see Anointer Priest, but that would have been really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been really great. And that also has Embalm. So I did have the Aven Wind Guide token out on the battlefield at one point, and that was really fun. But I didn't have the actual token. So I just, I got to pull out the old Amonkhet punch out cards, and I was cracking that, and I put Embalm across my commander. So that was cool to see that. I haven't used those cards in forever. And I was hoping I had a card that cared about brick counters, and I realized how few cards cared about brick counters.
Yeah, and I think majority of them are printed at uncommon or rare.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
And I didn't have anything to care about the -1/-1 counters. So Embalm was the only thing that mattered from that card. But I was impressed that I had like five of those still. Mm-hmm. So I got to use those. And then I did also have I only had three artifacts for ramp for me. So I had a Mindstone, a Commander's Sphere, and Azorius Locket. I think next time I might put in the Azorius Signet. Maybe some other cheap ramp, because there's a couple others that I could have played. There's the Pristine Talisman in colorless, and but I never felt like I was short on mana, but I always felt like I was more short on cards. I feel like if I was able to draw more, I would want the mana. So I think I need to do in combination, cut a few cards that were not doing a whole lot. And I am running 26 creatures, and maybe I cut one or two that don't make a creature token for me. And I think the one that I was most excited to play, and I didn't even see it, was Moonblade Shinobi from Modern Horizons. It has, when it deals damage to a player, create a 1/1 blue illusion creature token with flying. That's really great. Give me those flyers.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a Pauper Commander deck, tell us about it. Tweet at us with, I have a Pauper Commander deck. Yeah,
that may be a deck list. Just say hi. And if you say hi.
Hashtag, I have a Pauper Commander deck. Here's my deck list.
Hashtag Pauper Commander.
I need to make a Pauper
Commander. I mean, if you have a Pauper Commander deck that's helmed by Mowu, I mean, you have a Pauper Commander.
You do. Pack Leader is rare.
This is the uncommon one.
Wait, you could play the blue-white dogs. Or not blue-white, red-white red dogs, white dogs with the Alpine Pack Leader.
Pack Leader sounds right.
Alpine, A-L-P-I, we're going to spell it out loud.
Boros.
Out loud.
Boros Good Boys Tribal.
Boros Good Boys? Yeah, Alpine Pack Leader is a pretty cool card. Nope, that's not it. That's not it.
It's not Alpine Pack Leader?
No. What card is that? It's
it's
Alpine. Is it Alpine Guide?
I see Alpine Pack Leader.
Nope, it's not Alpine Guide.
It's Alpine Houndmaster.
Houndmaster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you could play that and just play all the dogs. And every time you cast that card, you get to search for...
But
You can search more than once.
You can get free shuffles.
Your commander has a tutor for two cards, hopefully, that aren't in your hand when you start the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it alone is pretty good, right? It gets +1/+1 for each other attacking creature you control. It can get beefy fast.
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty cool.
And it doesn't care if they're dogs.
But you can't play the Scotty named Pack Leader that gives other dogs +1/+1. So are you really doing it right? Look how cute this Scotty Pack Leader is. He's all regal and like... y'all get +1/+1.
But why is it like I'm not looking at it? Is it standing on like a cliff?
Yeah, it's
did
like
it
on a
go
rock.
To, did it go to like the Grand Canyon it's, to it's, look over the
it's
edge?
It's basically being like
with the Segway guy.
It's like the Lion King standing on Pride's Rock at the beginning.
Just, yeah, I'm just dogs. Dog. But he's got is he wearing a helmet too?
Yeah, and armor. He's BA.
That dog has got it going on.
I built Boros,
but you can't
good
play
Boros.
That in Pauper Commander. So no, again, we digress back to
it's
these
rare.
Rares.
I know.
So send us your Pauper deck list and reach out to us to play some Commander. We want to play more with these Pauper deck lists.
Yep.
And we want to thank you all for listening. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Twitter at GuardianPod. You can find me on Twitter at ATFlory.
You can find me on Twitter at WormcoilEngine.
And you can email us at GuardianProjectPod@gmail.com. And if you're on Discord and you want to join the discussion, send us a message and we will get you an invite. We'd be happy to have you. And we will see you next week.
See you next week. Literally.
Episode
with my eyeballs
57 is next week.
That's next week
because it was business.
That means last week was
55. Shriggity schwat
55. Are you playing Treasure Cruise in your deck? You know that's common, right?
I'm not playing Treasure Cruise.
Play Treasure Cruise.
Am I doing it wrong?
You gotta play Treasure Cruise. Omen of the Sea.
I'm not playing Omen of the Sea either. Like that one doesn't card. Make creature token. That
scries and draws. Neither does Treasure Cruise. It just they're just for card draw.
Treasure Cruise draws you cards. Yeah. Or
Treasure Cruise. Treasure Cruise. Treasure Cruise. Treasure Cruise. Treasure Cruise. Treasure Cruise.